The Brewers and the Pirates on Tuesday. It is Game of Thrones night at Miller Park. These are the only three characters left on the show who have not been murdered. Zach Davies on the hill, top four with a 1-0 lead.
And a jam shot, little flare, long run. It's going to fall, a base hit. Santana comes up firing. The throw to third gets by Shaw. And up and on the move is Bell. Throw to the plate in time. Inning over.
Davies already. Here it is. Swinging a rocket. It's a fair ball into the right field corner. This is going to score a run. Here comes Bell around third, and he is going to score to tie the game. Pena bounces one to the hole off the glove of the third baseman, David Freese. Jordy Mercer somehow made a play on that one and threw late for first, and Manny Pena.
Hit in the air, right center, back McCutchen looking up, it is gone! Just over the right center field fence, and Broxton goes deep.
The Brewers take this one 3-1. Zach Davies with one run ball into the seventh inning as he picks up his 14th victory of the season. On Wednesday, it'll be Garrett Cole for the Pirates and Jimmy Nelson for the Brewers. Zach Davies pitched one run ball into the seventh inning for his 14th win of the season as Milwaukee topped Pittsburgh at Miller Park on Tuesday 3-1. Here is Brewers skipper Craig Counsell.
You know, back to the good ones that we've had, the little stretch he was on for sure. And, you know, it's his good outings to me are, you know, he just keeps the hitter guessing. It's four pitches and obviously, you know, any time, any count. You know, and he's just, the hitter can never get comfortable with a speed or a pitch that's coming. And he did a nice job with them keeping them off balance a little bit. I thought we played really nice defense as well. So it was a nice outing for sure. He did a little different today. He came into the dugout real early today. He got ready real early and had a little extra time, like it was a road game almost. So it was he was trying to change something up because it has been early at home is when he's gotten beat. I think the ground balls is a key for him. I think when you're seeing ground balls, it's kind of you're getting off balance swings and a little out front or beat with the fastball. So that is a good sign for me, and he did a nice job with it.
You mentioned the defense. Walker in particular had a couple.
Yeah, no, exactly. I thought Neil had a really nice game. He made some tough plays. He made a tough play in the first. Obviously, the good play, I think it was the sixth with the man on second. There was a really nice play. So made a play coming in that was really nice. So yeah, a bunch of nice plays. He played really well.
The report on him is that he's going to be pretty solid, right? Plus defender.
Well, he's played. I mean, he knows what he's doing, and you know, I mean, he showed a little bit of range tonight for sure. I mean, the play in the sixth was, you know, he had to range to his right pretty or left pretty good. So, you know, he made some tough plays. The play in the first was a really tough play. I thought he got rid of it in a hurry.
Greg, offensively, Noah did give you guys a lot of opportunities, but it seemed like you made the most when you did get a chance.
Well, I mean, Noah was he was tough tonight. There's no question. I mean, he some guys. I mean, I thought, you know, he pitched Bronny about as well as we've seen him and somebody pitch him in a long time. I mean, nothing to hit. I mean, no pitches, no good pitches to hit. So, you know, we had some good at bats to took advantage of the mistake they made in the second inning to score a run. You know, caught a break on a little ground ball in the sixth, and that was it. But we didn't. You know, he shut us down pretty good.
Craig, another big defensive play was Shaw getting that that poor throw and getting him out at the plate. I mean, obviously, any out at the plate tonight was going to be big with that score.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I probably a little bit of an ill-advised throw there. Probably should have held on to it. But fortunately, the ball, you know, kind of kicked right back out to Travis. And then, you know, it was a pretty easy out at the plate it ended up being. But obviously, you know, outs at the plate or, you know, you never know.
You caught a break that they didn't have a challenge on the play where they ruled Bell off first base?
I don't know what the result would have been. I'm not sure. I don't know what it would have been, but we didn't see replays or anything. You guys would probably know better.
The stuff with Shaw against Nova, I mean, it's kind of bordering on ridiculous now. It's 14 at-bats. It's not just, you know, four, five, six at-bats. Have you seen a one-sided matchup like that that you could think of?
Well, you know, it's certainly something you know don't see a lot. I mean, he's just speaking of this year, he's been incredibly productive against them, and he's earned it. I mean, in the walk he earned it in the sixth inning or whatever, that was a great at bat. I mean, he laid off some tough sinkers and fouled off a couple curveballs. So he's obviously seeing the ball well off Nova, and you see it sometimes, but it rarely continues like Travis is making it continue. You know, this is three starts we've had against Nova's pitched three times against us, I believe, this year, and you know he's had a quality game every time out.
Craig, are the Pirates and the Brewers just the most evenly matched teams in baseball? Every game you play is like this: 2-1, 3-1, 3-4.
It's you know that's you know it's been the last two series. This is the last three series in a row where we're playing tight games every single night. Seems like every game is two runs, one run. They're evenly matched. They're low. They're pitching. You know, it's a run prevention game. It's keeping runs off the board because they've been all low scoring games where defense matters. Pressure on the pitchers to make quality pitches, but they make quality pitches.
Jacob really threw the ball well tonight, huh?
Yeah, really nice outing for Jacob. I mean, we've been leaned on him a little bit with Anthony being out, and he's stepped up for us for sure. He's four big innings the last three games.
He was hitting 100 against McCutchen. Have you seen that from him? I think in game.
Well, we saw it I think early in the year in Chicago, if I remember. But you know, I was obviously a little concerned that we've been going to him two innings on Sunday, obviously. So, you know, that like I said, the workload's been a little heavier on him, but he came out the day off, did him good. He was fresh tonight for sure.
The baseball guys were pretty kind to VR. They didn't throw three balls in the first inning at him.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, he made a nice play in the, he made that play look easy and very routine, in the one ball he had. But he'll get his chances with some tough plays. The ball finds you for sure. So, but it's, for me, it's the perfect first time out there. You get kind of comfortable being out there, have kind of a routine play to make. And I think it gives him some confidence that the night went well.
It was Manny Pena's infield RBI single in the bottom of the sixth that gave the Brewers a 2-1 lead as Milwaukee went on for a 3-1 victory over the Pirates on Tuesday night. Pena spoke to the media following the game.
He was great today. He controlled the ball, whatever he wanted to do, so both sides of the play. His sinker coming good today. So that's why he continued to pitch and he's throwing the almost seven inning.
What about Jacob Barnes coming in the eighth? He was touching 100 miles an hour, especially in that at-bat against Andrew McCutchen. How sharp was he tonight?
Good, man. He come in to know what he's going to do. So that's why he can throw the ball hard, throw the ball down. So don't matter how hard you throw, just throw a strike. That'd be key for him when he pitch.
Ivan Nova has been tough on this lineup before, but you drove in two runs. How were you successful in your at-bats tonight?
I mean, I was really focused to put the ball on play after they give you a four ball to Walker. So I said, okay, this is my at-bat. I need to put the ball on play and give you a good pitch to hit.
The Brewers sent Jimmy Nelson to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Garrett Cole.